a.m. Okay, well, there you go. The Ticket has a deep and storied musical history. It seems like everybody that works up here used to be in bands.
Not me, because I can't sing.
Or,
except for Junior and Bob,
has since learned to play an instrument since joining the Ticket.
Not really me, because I
yes,
can't
you
really
did.
Play the guitar.
You bought yourself a Stratocaster, and we used to spend many drunken nights trying to teach you how to play.
Trying.
With me leaning over Junior's shoulders. And here, just work on the fingering. Oh, work on the fingering.
Bob started playing guitar.
Bob started playing. Corby started playing. Gen X Davey started playing.
Groobs.
Groobs started playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people have learned. Well, I'm one of the guys who started off, before I was a broadcaster, I was always a musician. That's what I did. And then while I was between bands, I decided to pass the time and take this internship at this sports station that was about to go on the air. Of course, that was the Ticket, and here it is, whatever, 16, 17 years later, and I'm still doing this and haven't been in a band since. So I'm taking the getting the new band together a little slowly. But I was 16, I joined a band. First of all, I started playing like most guys started playing because you wanted to impress the ladies. You needed something to carve out an identity with, right?
In high school, you thought it would be the coolest thing if you could get a band together.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And that's why we formed Pegasus many years ago.
The gayest name band ever, George was in.
Awesome.
Pegasus.
Awesome.
Pegasus. Well, I started in, I think, 7th grade. That's when I started playing, because my dad played, my brother played, and so I wanted to, you know, be a man like them. So
very few high school bands stay together for more than 2 months, too.
Right. But when I was, so that was when I was, what, 12? Started mm-hmm. playing bass and was had a little few little bands. But when I was 16, I joined a band called Interfaith. And Interfaith was the first real band that I was in the sense of that we played all the time. And we stayed together for a few years.
And you played real gigs?
Played real gigs. Played all the clubs in Dallas at the time. A lot of clubs that don't exist anymore. Tommy's, The Basement, Fat Tuesdays, Corner Bar.
How'd that work with a 16-year-old bass player?
Well, that's the thing, is I used to basically have to sneak out of the house at night to go play gigs.
Would it make the club owner a little nervous that you were up there?
Oh, yeah, me showing up at 16. And the guys I was in the band with were all about 3 or 4 years older than I was. But Interfaith played a lot of gigs, and we lasted for a few years and then broke up, as most bands do. And we kept in touch over the decades. It's now been 20 years since we've played.
Before there were faucets, there was Interfaith.
I know. The name Interfaith, I always hated that name. It was named before I was around. And yeah, it does sound before there was Earthlings, there was Interfaith. So it's been 20 years. One guy stayed in music after the band broke up. I went on to form a band called The Hemingways, and that played for a while, and then I joined The Ticket. Two of the guys became cops, which is so ironic if you know all of our history.
Because they broke so many laws.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about swinging the pendulum wildly. Well, it's been 20 years, and we are getting the band back together for one night only this Saturday. We're playing the Curtain Club in Deep Ellum.
Or is it for one night only?
We're gonna get yes.
What if you have such a good time?
I don't know. There's been talk about doing more than this, but I think that this is going to be it. We started this about 6 months ago. Someone floated the idea that, hey, wouldn't it be fun, someone from our scene back then, you guys ought to do a reunion show. And we kind of all just started talking about it and laughing about it, thinking it would be funny. And there was talk of doing our hair like we did in the late 80s, early 90s. And
you had quite a do back then.
Yes, I did. And you can go to my website right now, GordonKeith.com, and I've published a few embarrassing pictures of me back then with big hair playing a pink bass.
What was going on?
I don't know.
He was trying to make a statement.
But we're doing it this Saturday night, and there's a band that we used to play with all the time called For Reasons Unknown. And those guys were the guys who in 1985 won the MTV Basement Tapes. It was a huge deal for Dallas. They win the Basement Tapes. They get a recording contract with CBS. And one of the guys even starred in a Joan Jett video. He was the male lead in a Joan Jett video. The only time Joan Jett's ever had a male lead, mm-hmm. I believe, in her life. And
did they ever do anything big for Reasons Unknown?
You know, their album came out on CBS. and they had their one video that they released was the number one most requested video on MTV for a couple weeks, and then it fell, and that was it.
Did they keep playing around here?
They kept playing for a few more years. We used to play with them all the time, and then they broke up around the same time that we did, and they're the band we're playing with, so we have a lot of mutual friends, and all those people are invited to come out to the Curtain Club, as are P1s if you want to show up. It has a limited capacity Curtain Club. I think it only holds 400 people or something like that.
That's in Deep Ellum?
Deep Ellum.
That's a big crowd, though, if you get 400 people.
Yeah. Hey, I'd be happy with 200. But it benefits Autism Speaks, which is a charity that is near and dear to our hearts because some of our children are affected with autism, band members' children. So that's what we're doing it for, and all the money goes to that. Tickets are kind of expensive. $20 online ahead of time, $25 at the door. But
that's not bad for a good cause.
It'll be fun.
Maybe some good music.
You ready? You want to, well, be judge for yourself. The thing with Interfaith is we never went in the studio. It was the days when it cost tons of money to go in the studio. You know, bands today can make a CD at home, and they're great.
Mm-hmm.
So all we really have is like recordings off the soundboard at live gigs and things like that. So you'd be the judge whether it's great music. It is power 80s stuff, so
okay.
Get ready.
Who's singing? Is that you?
No, this is a guy named Brian. Set me free. This was live at the Basement.
It's good to me.
About 20 originals, 25. That first song was Heart of Stone. I think this one's called Say Goodbye.
How many times did you punch your pillow to this music at night, just contemplating the world? And
never. Oh, man, we had teased up hair in the early days when we cared. We had teased up hair.
You look like a member of the Romantics back then.
Isn't it?
Yeah, come on. I like the tunes.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they were catchy kind of pop tunes, is what they are. We weren't breaking a lot of musical ground, but it was a fun time.
Yeah, I bet.
And it brings up the question of, you know, things that you did in the past that were fun. And I can't believe I've let, basically, let's see, the Hemingways broke up maybe 15 years ago. No, longer than that, right before the Ticket. So 17 years ago, and I haven't really done music since. And I've been inspired by you and Rhines and Danny, who've kind of gotten back and kept with their music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that after this gig, this one-off charity thing we're going to do, I think I'm jumping back into the music business, Giorgio.
You ought to. You're very, very, very talented as a guitarist or bass player and singer. You ought to.
So what does that mean? You're going to start your own band or continue with this band?
No, not this band, but yeah, start my own band.
Ooh,
I'd like to
sounds like you're having problems with this band.
Look, two of these guys are cops.
They don't have time.
They don't have time for it.
Are you having fun rehearsing with them?
Yes, we've had so much fun getting back in there. It's so weird because here it is. Everybody's grown-ass men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a life they've built for themselves, but you get back in that room.
Not me.
And you're absolutely that teenager that you were before. You're laughing at funny-ass stories, things that happen that you can never tell in the air. And also, a lot of the same old tensions erupts again.
Oh, really?
Not overt, but just kind of subtly, you can see the dynamics of people, and people still have the same weird alpha male structure and things like this, and
the guy who, when you're ready to start from the top again, is playing his own little thing and
got his own thing. And you're, come on, and you're reminded, God, this is exactly what we used to have to go through.
Were you the lead vocalist?
Not in this band. This band, I was the bass player and backup vocalist. And then the band after this is when I was the lead singer, and then I wrote all the music as me and this other guy. So
I think it's cool that you're doing it. I mean, if it's something you want to do, then do it. And don't worry about, well, it's been too long and all that stuff. And if you're having fun with the rehearsals, and I think you'll have a blast when you're up on stage, too. I think, I mean, you get a taste of it doing the time wasters and all that. I know there's panic that strikes in when you're going, God, what's the bridge again? You know, and all that stuff. But, I mean, you'll
Well, you, love it. You and Ryan's and Danny have inspired me. Showing that we middle-aged guys can still do music, you know, and it's okay, sure. And it's fun, and and that sort of thing. So I'm excited about it.
And I hate that I'm going to be out of town this weekend. I'd love to see you guys.
And P1s, I wonder how many P1s, you know, go back and how many have closed a chapter on some part of their life, mm-hmm. and then when they, you know, get a little bit older, you're like, well, why did I just quit doing something that I liked so much? And should you go back and do it?
Yeah, you should go back and do it. It keeps you young. Mm-hmm. Anytime you can spice up the life a little bit, or just rewire the brain to think differently, or to do something new, to reset things, I think that's great.
Yeah, and it's good that you're stepping out and doing it, because I think the one thing that kept me from doing it is like, I don't know, there's going to be another guy from a ticket going out and doing something. But it's while it's related, it's almost unrelated, because it's your own thing. It's nothing to do with me or Rhines or Groobs or anybody like that. It's your own thing that you used to have, and if it's something you enjoy, then why not do it? And don't worry about what other people may say about it.
And if you're looking for a mildly strong guitarist, I can be in the new
band.
What is
a mildly strong guitarist?
I will volunteer to be in your new band.
Oh, we forgot Gribble, too. He's doing band stuff. Yeah. So everybody jumping back in while I'm the last into the pool, but I'm swimming with you.
So this is what day again?
This is Saturday night, and for more information, you can go to GordonKeith.com. Check out embarrassing pictures, and also very, very nervously posted two old videos from a television performance.
What'd y'all get? What TV show?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I want to say it was cable access, but I'm...
Probably a good guess.
Yeah.
It wasn't MTV?
Or some UHF channel or something. No, it was not MTV. Not in the least. And you can see how just skinny and pale I was. And it's really funny looking. It's embarrassing. But hey, it's part of the past, and it'll be fun. So everybody come out, Curtain Club, if you get the chance, especially if you listened to us back in the day. Some P1s are actually old listeners from way back in the day. So come out and see us, the Curtain Club. It benefits Autism Speaks. One night and one night only. Come on, Dallas. Let's hear from you.
All right, good for you, Gordo. And again, $20 online. You can buy those tickets now. And if it only seats 400 in that club, you might want to buy them early.
Yeah, and I think we've already sold close to 200. So,
wow.
Yeah.
This thing's
going
to sell out.
Yeah.
All right, gobble up those tickets. And again, benefits a great cause, Autism Winning. Speaks. GordonKeith.com for details.
Winning.
It is 8:35 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. Speaking of